On Friday, I mentioned a conversation I'd had with an acquaintance who knows that I go to a certain medical practitioner that he goes to as well. And he said, are you aware that Dr. X is being rated? And I didn't realize that there was a RateMD website. You can rate the doctor that you go and see, the GP or the specialist, via Google. And there is also a site which has specifically been set up called RateMD.com. You can go there and rate your doctor. And it was a bit odd because both my acquaintance and I have a very good experience of this particular medical practitioner. And there were a lot of posts that were very, very critical of this person. It kind of, and I don't know whether it's naive of me, because doctors provide a service. And we know they're good doctors and indifferent doctors and bad doctors and excellent doctors. So is it a bit naive of me to be surprised at the fact that doctors are rated in the way that one rates a visit to a restaurant or goes to see a movie or watches something on Netflix and then goes to the interweb to rate it? It just, I don't know, somehow it feels uncomfortable to me to have doctor services rated in that same way. We're joined now by Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, who is the vice chair and spokesperson for the South African Medical Association. Mvuyisi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for having me in your program.
Does SAMA have a position on doctor rating websites?
No. At the moment, there is no position that we have as SAMA on the rating of doctors, because it's not a very popular concept, if I may put it so.
What would be the issue with it? I mean, why would it be problematic for a doctor to be rated in the way that a plumber is rated or a restaurant is rated?
Well, it's controversial. You know, on the other side of the coin, you're providing a service. You need to get feedback as to what, you know, if people are satisfied or you need to improve. It is only through feedback that you can have that, you know, people telling you this is what we like, this is what we don't like about your service and about how we experience your service. On the other side, we don't want to commodify health, you know, in terms of, you know, being an entrepreneur or something like that. You know, we don't see it as a commodity. So there's a bit of a gray area around that issue.
For example, on sites like TripAdvisor, if I go onto TripAdvisor and I slam a weekend that I've had at a guest farm somewhere, the guest farm almost all of the time will write back and say, we're sorry that you had a bad experience, this is the reason for it, or, you know, whatever. There'll be a response. Certainly all of the sites that I looked at, all of the ratings that I looked at, and I must have looked at something like 150 comments, none of the doctors involved had responded. Is that advice that they're given? Don't respond, don't get into a conversation with somebody who's rated your service badly, or is that an individual doctor's decision?
Well, I'm not sure if those doctors are really aware that they are being rated, you know, somewhere, if it really gets their attention. So personally, I would advise any doctor who is being rated, perhaps negatively, to say, I mean, you need to respond. If there are complaints that are coming to you as a person, I mean, doctors are not angels. They are human beings. They make mistakes. They may have mood problems. They are subjected to any condition that a human being can find himself or herself in. So I think, in my personal understanding or my opinion, would be that a doctor must respond, or if he gets or she gets aware that there is something like that, you know, there's a rating, whether perhaps, you know, negative rating, you would want to respond to that, and that would help improve how people, you know, look at you as a doctor or experience your services.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, Vice Chair and Spokesperson at the South African Medical Association.